Welcome to the program, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
When you think back to the theater, what do you remember?
Well, I've been thinking about this. Buck Benson and I were talking about this the other day, and it really was in its day, and we're talking from the time I was maybe 8, 9, 10 to about 17 or 18. That was the thing to do. That was the place to go. We really didn't have much of a social activity in Grand Marais. So what I remember is going to the movies was always a really big deal. And the building itself always seemed kind of imposing. I believe it probably sat 200, 250 people. So in the context of the buildings in Grand Marais, it was a big building. So I kind of remember that as a really almost a glamorous spot to go. They had a really bright marquee out in the Wisconsin Street, and it was internally lit, and there were flashing lights, and, you know, it was the glamour of going to the movies.
So what did it look like inside?
Well, inside, I can kind of vividly remember there was a little mezzanine, and then to the left you'd walk in, and Lauren Lang would be making this popcorn, and buttered popcorn, 10 cents a bag, and then there was a small candy counter, and then you'd go either right or left, and, you know, those of us that get used to repetition, kind of, I always went to the right, and because I think the smoking section was the left. That was the good old days when you could smoke in public buildings. And so you'd come in, and there was this large, imposing, tall room, and, of course, a great big screen. And at one point, there was a great big curtain that they had in the front, and they'd draw the curtain back and forth for the movie. So it was just row after row of leather seats, and I can still to this day hear that noise of kind of a metal-framed leather seat clacking up, and you'd clack it down as you'd pick out your seats. So that was it. That was the kind of interior thing of the theater. And then the magic, of course, would start when the lights would go down and the screen would run.
What was the color scheme?
Well, I can't really say there was an aesthetic going on. It was more function than, you know, form than function. But it was, I think the seats were red leather, and there was nothing really ornate, you know, like some of those theaters down in Minneapolis, and they were vaudeville theaters to begin with, and they converted over to regular movie theaters. This was originally built as, there was a small proscenium stage in front, and occasionally, I can't remember what they were, but there would be a performance, you know, I think just local musicians or something like that, but not very often. So it felt theater-like, but it was more movie theater-like. So that was kind of the basic architecture that was going on.
So what were some of the movies you saw there?
Oh, classics. The Tingler, The Blob, all those Ma and Pa Kettle films. They would come off in a series. I remember the last movie that I saw there, and this was kind of interesting, too, because that beautiful marquee they had, it was Barefoot in the Park, and it was probably, I'm guessing, I was a senior in high school, which would have been 1969. And for years and years and years afterwards, no one bothered to take down Barefoot in the Park, you know, these letters that were movable on the marquee. So every time there was a big wind or a storm off the lake, one letter would peel off, or there'd be a bad snowstorm, a couple of letters. And so for probably 8 to 9 years after the theater had not been running anymore, there was Re, Foot, and Park. So for years, you'd go by the marquee and it would say Re, Foot, and Park.
Okay. What's your favorite memory of the theater?
Well, basically just that excitement of going to the movies.
So are you aware, what was the last year that they showed movies there? It was your senior year?
I think it was 1969.
Okay.
Because I remember my good friend Cole was the projectionist, and of course, you know, it was a big deal to be able to go up in the projection room when they'd be showing a movie, because Cole was working there, and he'd let you up there.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm really glad that WTIP has kind of taken this remembrance. And at the same time, the Lang's Fountain was in operation with, that was the other Lang brother, Earl. And, you know, you'd load up on candy before you'd go to Lang's, the movie theater. So it was kind of those two downtown social activities that were very much tied together. And I guess what I want to say, too, is that the community has come a long way in providing cultural entertainment. I mean, now on any given weekend, you have too many things to choose from. Back then, you had one choice. You're either going to the movie or you're not.
We've been speaking with Rick Anderson about the Old Shore Theater building in downtown Grand Marais. The deteriorating building is coming down this week after standing vacant for many years. To see photos of the process, visit our webpage at WTIP.org. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Rick.
You're welcome, Mark.